Public policy professor and former Clinton Labor Secretary Robert Reich is in Anchorage this week. The Berkeley economist is a prolific author and commentator on the current plight of the global economy. He has some thoughts about Alaska's economy, too. He thinks natural gas is set to become a primary energy source for developed nations. And given that, he doesn't think Congress should ban natural gas exports, as one Democratic representative has proposed.
I don't think it makes any sense to try to prevent exports of gas. That's kind of silly. The big problem with gas has to do with how you get it to the market. I mean, you do need pipelines, or you can try liquefied natural gas, but that's very expensive to do. I think we will be doing more of that in the future. Gas is going to be probably in the not too distant future, a major, if not the major, source of energy for us and for many other developed nations around the world and developing nations.
Sometimes it seems like Alaska is on the brink of the next big thing. Perhaps that's just wishful thinking by Alaskans. But in addition to vast stores of gas and gas hydrates, we've got rare earth mineral potential here. In pondering Alaska's economic future, what do you think we'll see in this resource extraction realm?
Well, look, China is the big wild card here. China is trying to step by step ensure itself a supply of energy resources and natural resources that it needs for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It's trying to do so through long-term contracts and through actually buying companies. The question that Alaska has to ask itself is the following. A natural resource-based economy can only go so far because there will be technological changes. Technology is moving so fast in so many resource areas that new resources will be opening up. They may not be in Alaska. To base an entire economy or a large part of an economy on natural resources is potentially dangerous. It's important to diversify an economy. The most important resource any economy has is human capital. Now, that's an ugly word that signifies basically brain power. It means education. It means good schools. It means early childhood education, good university-trained people. So that over the very long term, whether we're talking about Alaska or Australia or any other natural resource-based economy, it's very important to keep in mind that the human beings that inhabit that area and their brains are the most important resource of all.
There's been a lot of time spent trying to figure out what to do to build economies in rural Alaska. We're seeing a lot of outflow from villages. Younger people like the idea of a traditional life, but it's harder and harder to maintain. Fuel prices out there can be $9 a gallon for gas and home heating fuel. Are there things that you can think of that can help areas such as we see here?
Number one, because we live in an internet age, it is possible for people to be very creative and do an awful lot of innovative things, but not be in a city. In fact, they do have to have internet connections, and that kind of infrastructure becomes very, very important, but they don't have to be in any particular location. They can have the best of all worlds. They can have a beautiful and captivating environment, and they can also be adding a great deal of value to the global economy that is intellectual value through their computations. Secondly, we see the world over a rise in ecotourism, people who love to be out in the wild and who love the wilderness and who can't do it very much. They can only do it maybe a few weeks a year, but they understand the almost spiritual quality that comes from that that access. Put those two industries together and you find you can have the kind of rural wealth and rural economy and economic activity that you couldn't have had 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. Spread. Now, look into the future in terms of both technology, internet-based technology, and also the growth of environmentally sensitive tourism, and you see two graphs, if you will, that kind of take off where there will be more and more jobs for more and more people.
Robert Reich is a professor of public policy at Berkeley and is the former labor secretary for President